My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Training camp update brought to you by Classic Chevy and Classic Ford in Menor.
They had to move it inside yesterday because of inclement weather. Apparently that messed up everybody's rods and cones. Passes were off, routes were off, everything was off when they had to move it in yesterday.
Yeah, I saw Daryl's tweet. It seemed like it was a very, very rough day for Watson, which is fine. I mean, he's had some really good days. So I didn't read very much into that. People are tweeting us going, oh boy, here comes Daryl with the camp play-by-play.
And I'm like,
yeah, if he was bad, Daryl's going to tell you he was bad. I don't understand what this thought is that you're supposed to not give bad news from training camp. Like, well, Daryl's not saying that means he's going to be bad in the season.
A lot of folks were listening on Monday when I got into it with both of you. And then I apologized about that because I felt bad about trying to get into it with both of you about that. I got a little bit sensitive. However, Keith took that audio and he put it out there on social media. And apparently a lot of people thought I shouldn't even apologize to you guys for that.
Okay.
That I was right. That you guys are not... people weren't even naming you two. I go, no. If you want to name other media, fine. I felt that it was unfair to you and Daryl to use my criticisms of other media through you. Because I don't think that you've been nasty towards the Browns in a very long period of time. I don't think that Daryl's been every now and then Daryl wakes up on the wrong side of the bed and he just gets very nasty. But I don't think that he's been very nasty to the Browns recently. So I thought it was wrong to say to you guys, but there were people going, no, go after the media. And I said, because my whole thing was, boy, when they get a great big pass to Jerry Jeudy, which I know is one out of how many, I don't know. But when they have a great big pass to Jerry Jeudy,
every media guy. But no, I just didn't see that. I saw most people saying, "What a great throw! What a great catch!"
Daryl said, "Well, it's practice," and that's what set me off.
Because
I'm going, "Well,
on the radio, he said it was practice. It is." I guess I don't know what fans want. Do they not want the people that are there at camp every day? So basically, you have your boots on the ground. Do you not want those that have that vantage point? Do you not want to just tell the truth about what they saw every day?
Yeah, but people don't believe that they're telling the truth. They believe they're seeing it through a negative lens, and they're not going to tell the truth of the good things that are going on at camp. That's the issue that people seem to have.
Okay, and what is the track record that when we look back, that those people that have said that the Browns offense has struggled over the years at camp?
If I go throughout all 20 years, then yeah, then
those, who's been closer to the truth? The fans, the ones yelling, "Here we go, Brownies," when they get to Berea, when they're having fun banging what bleachers they're used to be there.
If you've been a Browns fan over the last 3 years, then it seems that the Browns fan has been the truth one.
Who's been closer to the truth on that? I think it's been the media that's been telling you, "Oh my God, it was another rough day for the offense."
I'm just telling you how people feel about this, okay?
No, I know how they feel, and what I'm saying is, Can't they get to the point where they understand their feelings have been wrong on this more times than not?
Can the media not understand that sometimes that maybe they see it through negativity too much and that they don't see some of the good things that are happening right in front of their face? Maybe they need to see the sunny side of life every now and then?
Did people have trouble?
Maybe that's possible.
Did people have trouble finding the video of the great pass from Watson to Judy?
No, was it out there for everybody.
Oh, because the media showed it. Yes, so the media is telling you what's happening.
The Browns media showed it. The Browns put it out there.
Every single reporter had it on their social media. So if there was some big effort to hide the good stuff from camp, why would they have showed that pass?
Well, I don't think that the Browns media is actively rooting for them to lose, but I do
think
that...
The way the fans talk, I think they do think that.
But it's not hard for them to think that way when they're so overwhelmingly negative for 20-plus years over all this.
And again, who's been closer to the truth on this?
And again, who's also been wrong here and there about when they've actually been good? Because they haven't been very good often, obviously. They haven't been very good often.
So wait, you're trying to convince me that...
No, I'm not trying to convince you of anything. Well, I know that's not going to happen.
No, it sounds like you're trying to tell me that like the media has been lying to the fans about where the team is all throughout the years.
Not even factually wrong, not even lying.
What are they doing?
I think there's been a little bit of a reluctance to understand at times.
So when
and
they were...
And by the way,
I'll
sometimes...
never forget.
In the past... Hold on. Go ahead.
I'll never forget. The year they went 0-16, we had countless arguments about whether they were tanking. And I was not at camp every day, but I was at camp a pretty good amount. And I was doing stuff over for 19, and I was there. And I remember coming on the radio and saying, this is bad. This is really bad. And I covered training camps before. I've been in other cities. I'd covered the Jets training camp. I covered the Giants training camp. I've been at training camps before, and I'm like, this is not good. And I remember getting crushed every day about how negative I was. And then they went 0-16, and no one remembers that. They remember Daryl Ryder saying, oh, well, it is practice. Like, what are we doing here?
Do I trust you?
Do you want people to tell you the truth, or do you want people to lie? That's why I always say, I text Zach every day and say, what did you see today? Because I trust Zach. Zach's been covering training camps. He's worked for the Browns. He's been in Pittsburgh. He's been in Baltimore. He's been in Cincinnati. And when Zach tells me Deshaun Watson had a rough day, which yesterday I texted him. I said, hey, I saw Daryl's tweet. Did Deshaun Watson have a rough day? He goes, it was terrible. And people are going after Daryl saying he must be lying. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm trusting my guys because they have steered me wrong on these things.
You have the physical representation of Eeyore, who you text every day to get the truth of. Do you really think you're going to see any positivity at all out of
that
man?
Zach absolutely has.
The only positivity I've seen out of that man is about my children, and that is it. I mean that. He is a good person. I can't believe I'm saying that.
Zach was really optimistic about the defense last year, and the defense, he said, this defense looks like they are swarming. He looks like they're really good, and they end up being top five. I guess pick out your guys that you trust. I think there are a lot more guys that have been lying to you on the other way, have been telling you how good the Browns are every year in training camp. And nobody seems to remember.
No one's lying.
I think they are. I think they're absolutely.
I think there
are guys over the years that have tried to curry favor with the Browns and try to give you positive coverage every day because it inflates their Twitter count. It inflates their Instagram. And I think there absolutely have been people over the years. It's not just in Cleveland and other cities too, because it's the cheat code to get a following and what you can build on a following. What do we know about influencers today in media?
Are you accusing me of lying?
I think there have been a lot of people who have bloated Twitter accounts because they've been overly positive. And I think those are the people
you
have to be suspicious of when they're only telling you good things every day.
Are you talking in a roundabout way accusing me of lying?
And when they don't share unbridled, unvarnished truth. I think it's up to the fans. And if you're being misled and if you're being yanked around a little bit, it's time to wake up. It's 2024.
Here's the truth of the matter. You never answered the question. Answer the question.
What was the question?
He just filibustered
you. He did. We got a real Strom Thurmond over here.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Do you or do you not think that I've lied to them? I'm going to be hurt if you say yes.
Well, what was the whole Dark Knight experience with Johnny Manziel?
Do
that was
you
interesting.
Think, okay, that... here it is. You want to know? I will not... So this is the difference between me and a lot of people here.
Kenny had the pom-poms out
this
during that era.
This is the difference between me and a lot of people in this town, okay? You want me to tell you what the difference is? I'll tell you what the difference is. I have no problem admitting when I'm stupid. I have no problem, and I'm serious. I'm dead. Bring in a Bible. I have no problem admitting when my heart has led me astray and I've said something stupid and have had to atone for it. But I've never once walked into this room or any other studio or put my face behind any other microphone and lied to anybody about how I feel. You can put. I'll go over to the federal building and say it in front of one of them. Get Judge Joan Sinnerberg over here, and I'll say it right in front of her. I
hate Ohio State.
That's something that has been molded together by Owen Lotteman and Kenny Kidd. I have never once lied about any of that. When I went, I was hopeful. My heart. When you go back to the Johnny Manziel thing, by the way. Boy, you must have been listening to that, and you must have thought that was the corniest damn thing you'd ever heard in your life, and you must have hated every single syllable of it. However, let me tell you this, and I'm glad I did something that stuck with you for such a long time. At that time, Tone,
I couldn't believe what I was hearing. That's why.
At that time, I was hoping. My hope got in the way of the realism. Because you remember this. Anthony, of all people, you remember it. You remember showing me those pictures of him in bathrooms at certain places that people were sending to you. And you remember the stories that you were telling me, and what was I doing? Did I or did I not literally close my eyes and put my fingers in my ears and tune you out?
Can't hear anything.
Went,
nah, 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 nah. I see
and
nothing.
There was a time Lima walked in, and he's yelling at me, you need to see this, to the point where Andy came walking down the hall. What is going on here? What is going on? This is not a good workplace. Like, Andy was upset.
I vividly remember that.
Lima chased me out of the newsroom. He's like, you got to see it. You're lying to yourself, which means you're lying to everybody else. That's what Lima was yelling at me. I've never once known something and knowingly came in here and told somebody different. I've never once done it. Like, when I will tell you, I might have a better bedside manner out of certain things. Like, when it comes to Jed Wills, like... I go, yeah, I'm a little bit worried about... By the way, that's the end of the training camp report. Go ahead and hit that sounder again. I'm sorry. That was longer than I thought.
Training camp update brought to you by Genesee Brewing Company and Circa Resorts and Casino.
So I'll tell you this. When it comes to, like, Jed Wills, I have a lot of hopes not really there. But I might go, yeah, you know, some birds tell me that he might not be working as hard as some of the other offensive linemen. And I kind of, like, duck. I didn't say that he's all like, oh, I hear glowing things about Jed Wills. Glowing things. The Walter Payton videos of him climbing the hill in the day, none of that stuff compares to what Jed Wills do. No, I didn't say any of that. I didn't say that. I didn't lie. Ain't lied about a damn thing. But I do see things maybe a little bit more glass half full than Daryl or you or some of the other ones that are out there. you know, some guys might be having a bit of an argument with a former defensive coordinator with the Cleveland Browns. You know, I'll be a little bit have a sunnier disposition than him. But I'm not lied to anybody. No.
I think glass half full is where I think most...
If anybody, I've lied to myself.
Most Browns fans, anytime we bring anybody on in the media here and we say, all right, here's the total for the season. Here's Vegas. Here's the over-under. What do you have? It's almost always over. When we ask every week on the pregame shows, media, come on. All right, do the Browns win today? Yeah, I think they win. We all get pumped up. We all get enthused. I just don't buy that there is this pervasive feeling of the media trying to tell you negative things every day. The quarterback, Deshaun Watson, has not been Deshaun Watson since he's been here. He has been, every stat that is available will tell you, he is not an elite quarterback, not even a franchise quarterback. Every number points out that he's like in the bottom third in the league. And we're all hoping that he gets it right, because if he's in the bottom third of the league, then this whole thing is a colossal failure. So yes, they're going to be monitoring every throw like he's a rookie quarterback. You know, they're not doing that in Kansas City. They're not doing that in Buffalo, where they have their quarterback situation settled. This is still far from settled right now.
Yeah,
and the Browns,
right.
The people that are covering, are going to cover him like it's still up in the air, like the jury is still out. How do fans want him to be covered right now?
I think that they want something that's going to tell them that this thing isn't going to fail. That's what they want to be told. They want to find something in a way that tells them that this thing ain't going to be fail. Because everybody outside of this city, any media member outside of this city, is telling them that this thing is going in the wrong direction and it's going to end up as a huge embarrassing failure. There's your truth. They don't want to hear that. Browns fans ain't dumb, and you're not accusing them of being dumb. They know that if this thing don't work out, that's all that money that's on the hook, and that's all those picks that you didn't get to use, and that if it don't work out, we're going to have to say goodbye and make tough decisions on guys that we love, guys whose jerseys are going to be wearing on Saturday that game. And I'm not just talking about wasting Nick's time here. I'm talking about guys who are defensive players of the year and a guy that should have been in the top 100, and Joe freaking Bitonio, who we've tried to make arguments before, like, hey, you know, by the way, he could be a borderline Hall of Famer. Well, you can't get to the Hall of Fame unless you're on a playoff team. Unless you're Dan Dierdorf or Joe Thomas, and he's not either one of those guys. So you're going to have to be on a playoff team and a team that makes deep runs a lot to get there. Well, he's running out of time there. Those are tough decisions that people don't want to see. So they need this thing to work out to the point where, yeah, maybe sometimes we get a little, we blame the messenger a little bit. So when Daryl says that, yeah, he ain't looked too good today. And Zach, not Keith, I want to say Zach because Zach tells me so many bad things. When Zach says he ain't looked too good today, people get mad about it because they know they can't afford it to go in a negative direction. I mean, people are getting defensive. Drake online, ask sports boy Tony what other QB had a bad day at practice in tornado weather. Well, they were practicing indoors. I mean, no one wants to hear that. They don't.
Do they want to hear how Jameis was yesterday?
Was he good or bad?
I thought he was great, according to Twitter. I wasn't there.
Wait a minute. According to Twitter or Daryl, which one?
The people that were there said Jameis was having himself a day.
How has Ben Lively been this year?
Oh, I think he's been nails.
It's been great, according to Zach Meisel, who will join us at 9 o'clock.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.